So
Where
about the we were talking
was
about the casetta and how to put people together or not
Yes.
or yeah.
Yes, it specified that there is a common space. You
Yeah.
have your room, but then
Yeah.
the bathroom, the kitchen, and
Yeah.
the common space is shared. And the
Yeah.
idea is that you are called to,
Yeah.
when you come here, you are in put
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
call to a mission to share
Yeah.
and meet the other artists, because
Yeah.
otherwise, I mean, it's a way also to connect to the context of
Yeah.
Angar, to the other artists as well.
Yeah.
And also it happened a lot that residents that have come for different
Yeah.
programs then have created like a group that started like going out,
Ah,
going to
nice.
exhibition, making plans together, and
Okay.
organizing and sharing
Yeah.
also the knowledge of the city that when you come from abroad you
Yeah.
may or not have, and put that in common to organize
Yeah.
their
Yeah.
leisure and
So you think that once you put in place the conditions, let's say, you meet each other, you present each other, you show the common spaces, they're integrated in the mailing list and these kind of things, then I think the artist in residence has also this regular meeting, no? So these things are enough to that they can in autonomously then mix together and eventually do things or not.
Yes, I think start more projects on the studios together, no? A lot on the collective projects, because for them, I think it's different, because the research it's this, and they are more proximity for this. But usually at the studio sometimes appears, and it's possible. At the house it's different, because we don't look, and at the house it's normally the calendar decides who are in the fifth floor. But exists some example, no? Or live projects, no? For example, Theo Bart, who was with Asian girl, I don't remember if Japan or Korean, but finally they live together,
They
no?
got married.
and have a son, no? And I think it's a really big project.
Yes.
I don't know if it's
Well,
art or not,
yeah.
but yes, I think.
For example, when there was May and
May parlar.
May Parlar, she was an artist. Well, she is an artist from Turkey that came through the International Angar School. And then for a couple of days, we also hosted some artists that came from Modular Day organized by Befaco, which is one of the projects in residence, in residency. And they met, and May was talking about me that she met this artist, and they were talking about starting a project together. So sometimes also like this.
Another big point and really nice, it's for example the long-term residents in the last year, the last two groups, because every year a half group, it's about 8 or 9 artists, leave, no? And the last 2 years the groups run together, still together in other places, and this for me
Oh, that's
it's
very nice.
really nice.
Yeah,
Yes,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
Trama 34 and
Sí,
Fase
en fase.
and IPE, for example, no? These are projects in Hospitalet that starts of residents, and this I think it's good, because you have you can it's possible to have a lot of money because you win a grant, and okay, you decide to take other colleagues in the studios who are good for making video, and you pay for the work. But this it's different, because this is it's an economic exchange. And but when you need here in Barcelona, and difficult to pay the studios and blah blah, and when you decide to start together a project with your all colleagues, I think it's a good indicator that they cross confidence and knowledge and practice.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's also a kind of, for you, it's also
Yes.
successful
Yes.
ending
A
of afterlife
lot. A lot.
of the residency. And since Marta has joined the conversation, maybe I just because I know that she has to leave also quickly. I was thinking because in the case of iteration it was a bit different, no? Because it was a specific project and also it was not about one individual artist or a collective who is already working together, but was a group of artists. And I'm curious to hear if, for example, for you two, how did you saw this from the outside? Mm-hmm. Did you notice things that you, I don't know, how was for you to feel this group being Angar? Mm-hmm. And then maybe from Marta, then also, I don't know.
I mean, I really loved it because they invited me to a lot of very good lunches. But I think that the thing of sharing, and not only at working space, but also a house and lodging, made that the part about care and reproductive work was also so present. Mm. I don't know if that was already in the main frame of the project itself, but what I noticed is that there wasn't this shift between productive and reproductive work, and also this way of making it so comfortable to be in. I mean, in the moments that I have interfaced with them, I noticed this.
But it's just a special case because, okay, they live together for a few weeks and works together for 15 days. And okay, this is a group, no? And you have a lot of hours, and when you are working and when you are living and when you are drinking. And this is really good for everything.
It's always the importance of the convivial moment to make people bond together.
And in our case of the technicians, Connie is present, no? Connie is older user, and we want to don't disturb a lot, no? Because they know the way to go to the office, and he says, I need something, no? But if you walk around the project every half hour or no, you... the security or what is it, no? I prefer to put distance, and then they won't call you. And for example, the presentation, for me, it's really groupal presentation, because every member have a role, and the proposals, it's really fragmentary, you know? But okay, when at the end I think, okay, I want to know more, you know? But okay, it's only possible half hour in the paratext, and maybe I don't know if... if appears in a few months or something like that, appears more information about the project or results, or I don't know. I don't know.
Well, they will continue. They asked, so they could decide to stop here, right? The collective process, but they asked for extending their residency somehow. In January, no, I think. So they will continue working
here.
No, not here in Vienna for a while.
Okay.
But not for a short time.
In relation to what I said, is because the moments in which I was invited to stay with there, it was not a working moment, it was like a more leisure, a more moment. It was,
but this is good, no? For example, they have more relation with Marcia, no? And me, for the musical things, I have more relation with some more three artists, no? And the other, and this is good because it's a natural relation, it's not. And I think this is better.
Okay. And I don't know if for your side, what you've so different, if you compare iteration residency with the residency that happened normally in Gaff, you know?
Well, I think that there were, for me, from my point of view, there were two main challenges in the iteration residency. One was that the group, the people from the group, they didn't know each other beforehand. I mean, maybe they knew a little bit who the others were, so in some cases, but most of them, they didn't know each other. And the second challenge was to find a balance between, in this thing about conviviality, how to combine people who are here just for iterations, and they don't have anything else to,
I mean,